Praise be Jesus and Mary. God has given us one life in this world. There is no reincarnation, as the Catechism says. And so with this one life that God has given us, we are called to be faithful and prudent stewards, okay, and to live our lives properly and wisely according to the will of God, living according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. So the flesh, our bodies, our passions are meant to be governed and ruled by our higher faculties, our intellect and our will, okay, enlightened by God's grace, faith, and charity, and our souls are to be governed by God, right, by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we would be living as the unfaithful. This is what today's gospel says. As those who live according to their passions, they eat and drink and get drunk, and they are assigned a place with the unfaithful. St. Paul talks about this in today's first reading, his letter to the Romans, chapter 6, when he says, "Sin must not reign over your mortal bodies, so that you obey their desires." And the commentary says, "Here the apostle gives good motivation to fight and resist concupiscence, that is, our passions, because it is something that is passing away along with the death of our bodies," right? St. Paul specifies, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies, right? It is passing away, we're heading towards death. St. John Chrysostom notes here that our time of battling against sin and the body and its disordered passions in this life is short, while the victory and the glory is immense and eternal. He says, quote, "O man, what kind of solid and lasting joy do you seek here in this life? What do you see here? What you see here falls short and quickly passes." End quote. St. Paul is practically saying that through Christ, grace is to reign in the souls of the faithful as king. Therefore, sin cannot reign in them. St. Leo the Great says eloquently, quote, "If the mind, submissive to its ruler," that is, ruler with a capital R, God, "and delighting in heavenly gifts, tramples on the lures of earthly pleasures and does not allow sin to reign in its mortal body, reason will then hold a well-ordered leadership, and no deceit of spiritual evil will weaken its defenses. There is true peace for a man and true liberty when the flesh is ruled by the soul and the soul is governed by God." And so that's what we desire to put into practice with the help of the Lord, as the responsorial psalm says, right? Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.